From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. 7 months ago, many voters waited in long lines to cast ballots in the presidential election. Well, today, a presidential commission charged with fixing the problem was finally up and running. As NPR's Pam Fessler reports, the panel is looking for answers to questions that have challenged election officials for a long time.
Just to refresh your memory, when President Obama gave his victory speech in the wee hours of the morning, November 7th, some polls in Miami-Dade County, Florida, had just closed. That was after voters had waited in line for 6, 7, even 8 hours. Voters like 18-year-old Andre Morias, who said his first-ever voting experience felt more like a tailgate party.
I think next 4 years, if it's like this, we'll bring a grill, a cooler. Mm-hmm. Because this is ridiculous.
So ridiculous that Obama vowed that night to fix the problem. Today in Washington, D.C., the commission that's supposed to carry out that mission was officially sworn in.
I, insert your name, do solemnly swear.
The 10 members include current and former election officials, as well as people from the private sector who might be able to help. People like Brian Britton.
I'm an executive of 15 years at Disney, specifically the parks and resort segment. We know a thing or two about lines down there.
And moving big crowds through fast. The commission, which hopes to make life easier for voters, is headed by two attorneys who know a thing or two about the politics of running elections. Ben Ginsburg has worked on numerous Republican presidential campaigns. Bob Bauer has done the same for Democrats. They both vowed to keep politics out of the deliberations as much as possible.
So we're going to be looking to find common ground. And find common ground on the basis of the best possible analysis reached in a thoroughgoing analytic fashion.
That was Democrat Bauer. To do all this, the commission will hold 4 public hearings in the coming months. They'll start next Friday in Miami. Later, they'll go to Denver, Philadelphia, and Ohio, all places that experienced problems at the polls. The challenge is that most experts say there are lots of reasons that millions of voters had to wait more than 2 hours last year to vote. It could have been an extra long ballot, or not enough voting machines, or poorly trained poll workers. The commission's research director, election law expert Nate Persily, says another problem is that voter registration lists are often filled with inaccuracies, including duplicate registration, misspellings, and the names of those who have moved or died.
You have longer waits as poll workers struggle to match names. You may have more provisional ballots if names don't match the list. You could have a greater likelihood of later unmailed absentee ballots if the addresses are inaccurate and they're going to be returned back and forth.
And the problem of lost or rejected absentee ballots is another issue the commission's supposed to tackle. In fact, besides trying to figure out how to shorten lines, the president's asked the panel to look at improving the overall voting experience and eliminating barriers for military, overseas, and disabled voters. It's a big assignment, and they only have 6 months to complete it. Then when they're done, the commission can only suggest solutions. It can't force anyone to do anything at all. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.